sincerely Reese, and this is my podcast. I would have started sooner, but I was sitting on my ass. No, I'm just playing. I'm hella productive, but not in ways everyone finds constructive. Content? I don't know. My real plan is just to go with the flow, you know, and tell my truth about my family, making music, self-care, and who I strive to be. Some people say, you don't talk. That's not true. The truth is, I just don't talk to you. So antisocial? Not really me. I'm just selective with whom I exchange energy. This here is my journey, no longer misunderstood. Welcome to my podcast, kinda hippie, kinda hood. What's up? Welcome back to the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Today's co-host is one of the most influential women in the game. And I have to say the game because, for real, it's like all-encompassing zone because she just does everything. And I am pretty overjoyed to have learned about her and to have gotten to know her and her creative works. Welcome the award-winning blogger and creator of beautiful things, the Crunchy Mommy, Aronica Cole. Thank you for being here, friend.
Siri, are you available to travel with me to do all intros? Because that was amazing. I was like, who's she introducing?
Oh my God. I'm available. If you can bring Evan, then yes.
Well, Evan and I are BFFs on the list.
I know, so my God.
Everything is fine with Evan to come.
Oh, so listen, I bumped into you by way of Instagram maybe like 2 years ago. And I was
really?
Yes, listen.
We might have beef now because like the fact that we just became best friends and you had been following me for that long. Like things might be problematic in our relationship for like a hot second.
It's not even my fault. Like, I wasn't even using social media like that back then. And I was mad because I was like, man, my friends have been holding out like black mommy gold on me. Like, I had no clue. And no, don't be mad.
A little mad.
I know. But listen, I learned about what you were doing and all of your work through other like body positive trailblazers. Mm. Like, somebody had tagged me. And you were wearing some like badass, you sewed yourself, on, all tied crop top. And I was like, oh, okay, who's this?
That sounds like me. Sounds like my wardrobe.
It's been popping ever since. I had no, like, I had really been missing out for real.
You had that.
No clue. So, like, you're so talented. Like, super.
Stop it. Thank you.
Listen, though, it's so important really to just embrace ourselves fully and including the many hats we all wear, especially mm-hmm. when it like, comes to creativity. And yeah. I feel like you're one of the very few people I see who has a strong presence that's just like a glowing example that having more than one outlet can be celebrated and shared, and you can still do your mom job and your wife job and your friend job. Like you can cover the bases, you know?
Oh my God, Siri. Like I just need to have these conversations with you every day. Every day.
Number one hype man. So like
right.
for our listeners like who like maybe they're tardy to the party like I was, you know, can you share a bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay, so who am I? I'm Aronica.
I hope, you know.
Right. And so let's see. It's always so weird to like talk about who we are, right? Because I feel like who we are is such a you know, it consistently changes. It's such a fluid thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because like who I am in this moment, who like just finished a 5-minute run because I am just really just trying to consistently run, is probably going to be who I am, you know, different than who I was yesterday, who failed it, you know what I'm saying? But it's such a, you know, who are you fluid thing. But I am originally from New York, the Big Apple. I moved to Georgia and became a Georgia peach. I moved down here where I went to Spelman College, and I loved Atlanta and I stayed. I always knew that I was going to live in the South because I was like, man, this hustle and bustle of New York, I was like, whew, this is like hard to keep up with and I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, who can really just like enjoy the roses if we're just like always running past them? So I always knew I wanted to live in the South. You know, I wanted to live someplace that was like slower and that was gave me a second to breathe, right? Mm-hmm. I actually have a couple of degrees and I was determined to make it in this business, this cutthroat world. My dad was actually the first, the vice president of marketing for the first black advertising agency in New York. And I was like, I am going to be like this when I grow up. I'm going to have like this dope ass corner office with all of these really cool, intricate toys that are going to be really cool. And boom, that's going to be me. Mm-hmm. And, it wasn't. It wasn't me at all. In fact, I am, while creativity does run in our family, I prefer to always take the roads less traveled, if I can be so honest about that. I never thought I would homeschool my children. I never thought that I would be an entrepreneur. I never thought that I would actually be where I am right now. But this is where I am. I kind of got into what I do now after I started blogging, actually, in 2006-ish timeframe. I was out of college blogging on MySpace. I just dated myself, but that's fine.
MySpace!
Yes. I know. Siri, I had better been in your top nine, like, if we were on MySpace now, okay?
100%.
I would be on there listening to you sing all the time.
But, oh, Fred.
All the time. But, you know, and I took it offline. I took it off of MySpace when, you know, all of, like, Tom no longer was cool. And I moved to WordPress and really just was having the time of my life as, like, this young. I got married the first time when I was 23, so I was married. And I was just sharing the observations that I had of the world, and it was really funny. In fact, the blog is still up. It's rantsofawildchild.wordpress.com. And
oh, it was snap. Just,
I know. Lots of fun on there. But I've always loved writing and I've always been a creative. And after my husband and I had our second child, I was like, I don't want to go back to work. Like, mm-hmm. we had already dealt with some racism and I'm pretty fiery. And I was like, it's either I'm going to quit or I'm going to be fired. And then I'm going to have to go after them for everything that they could possibly have monetarily speaking. Because I have a background in HR. And I was like, I will file with the EEOC in a second. Right.
Like a 9-to-5 corporate America kind of job.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I actually did a freelance article for theroot.com. And I found out that I could like make money within like 30 minutes. Like when I tell you, I was like, this ROI is like incredible. And so I was like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a full-time writer. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I quit my job and I had started the Crunchy Mommy in April of 2015. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I told my husband, I said, this is what I wanted to do. He said, all right, cool. Like, I support you 100%. Yeah. We pulled out all of my retirement, put it in a savings account just in case I didn't turn any profit. Right. We would still be able to pay our bills. Right. 1 year to the date, I had not made any money and we could not pay our bills.
It's so scary.
It is scary. And I had, in fact, I'd had a PR, I used to do reviews for a car place and they dropped off a car. They're expecting a story. And I was like, yo, I don't even have gas money to do anything. But right. My best friend lives in Orlando and she was like, girl, I got you. You and the family just come down here and we will make it work. In fact, she's a blogger too, Clumps of Mascara. We have been friends for a really long time. Oh, and yeah. She has been like my ace through a lot. So literally we went down there. I got pink eye and I couldn't see. And I was like, Britt, what am I going to do? This is terrible. But we had like the time of our life, like trying to figure out how to have fun because she had two kids. I had two kids at the time. And it was like, what do we do with like, you know, all these people and we have no money.
Right.
So much fun. So she gave me $20. I filled up the tank. we made it back to Atlanta, and literally the next month, I started to turn profit.
Yes.
I had called my, when I got back in town, I called my, my brother and my father. They're like, you know how you have your people who you call when you don't really want someone to be like, oh, everything will be okay, because you need something constructive, something tangible. Right. Like, what do I need to do right now? Mm-hmm. So I called them in tears, and my brother was like, oh, well, typically you don't leave your main job until your side hustle has like made enough money for you to leave. And I was like, okay, so we're like a year late for that. And he was like, okay, cool, 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 cool.
I'm notorious for that.
Right. He was like, well, you know what? The only difference between entrepreneurs who succeed and the ones who fail are the ones who succeed have failed faster and put their lives back together, made whatever adjustments necessary, and just presented something new. And they just keep doing that, keep doing that until success is theirs.
Right. Like,
you know, if you just allow this to stop you, then you'll never see success. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, all right. So it doesn't mean that like I'm doing anything wrong. It just means I need to try harder and keep going and be consistent. And so that's what I did.
Yeah.
You know, and even then, like, we had just found out that we were having, we got pregnant with our third child, final child, my baby. And, you know, and I was like, you know what we need to do? We need to just move. Right before we found out we were pregnant, I was like, we need to move someplace where if I don't turn any income, we can still live comfortably. It was at this time we decided that we were going to homeschool the kids. And it was a lot that took place at one time. It was like, go bigger, don't go at all. Right.
Right. I'm on that's how we seem to do it. At least the past 10 years represented that.
Listen. Yes, I remember this move into your tiny house that makes me want to have a tiny house.
Listen. Whole nother episode on it. For real.
Whole other episode. But look at you. I mean, now you're out here glowing in like this tiny space, making everyone jealous. But yeah, so that's, you know, my story has not, has never been one that has just been like a straight path. You know, like my testimony is not those that you see on Pinterest. Oh, learn how to, you know, become a millionaire in 2 months from your blog. You know, I don't believe in that, because I believe that it took me longer to build up this community. And that's what I've been doing, is building a community that is invested in me and I in them. And that sort of thing takes time. You know, it's not an overnight success. It's not that sort of thing. And that's not what I want. You know, I want to build a community of people that I can, you know, FaceTime randomly and be like, hey girl, what's going on with these plants? I know that we've actually never talked in person, but you're like a plant doctor. So can you tell me what I need to do? You know, so that's what my goal has been, is to build it up for myself, but also create that kind of community for like the people who, you know, are like me. So.
For sure. So what came first for you? Because you sew as well, and you have the Crunchy Mommy blog. So like, which happened first?
The Crunchy Mommy blog happened first. I've been sewing since I was 13. And in fact, they were all, I had busy hands. I was, you know, I was like one of those kids who you had to keep occupied.
Right.
Yeah. And so I'd been sewing, but everything was kind of under the umbrella of the Crunchy Mommy.
Okay.
Like, I actually had a store, the Crunchy Mommy Shop, where I sold the whip body butters that I made. I sold, you know, Ankara print harem pants and headbands and stuff like that. But
yes!
I got really overwhelmed.
My party to the party, but missed it all.
You did. We may or may not come off of vacation. I'm not sure. Right. But no, it came back. The Crunchy Mommy came first because I always knew that I wanted to inspire. Like, my goal has always been to inspire and uplift and help women who feel like they're really struggling. You know, I became a single mom. That was my introduction to motherhood. I was a single mom with my oldest. And I documented that because I was like, you know what, if I can make it through this, and I don't have a choice but to make it through this, then I know that someone else can if they just read what I've written. Right. If I just, you know, be authentic, keep it real about everything, they'll be able to make it too. And, you know, we'll all make it. Everybody will be fine.
Yeah.
And honestly, I didn't even think that sewing was going to be anything. Like, it was just like a thing. I had picked sewing back up when I got pregnant with my second child, because I was like, oh, let me make some maternity clothes. Like, let me go to a thrift store and upcycle these here pieces into, you know, some wearable maternity clothes. Mm-hmm. And that's what my goal was. I wasn't like, oh, let me monetize this or let me turn this into an additional community. It was, oh, this is fun. But now, you know, I've really been consistent with sewing, not only because it's so fun, but it's like that thing of like, my body has kept growing with the amount of children that I've had. And so it's hard to shop, right?
Because it's hard to shop.
It is so hard to shop. And then honestly, I don't always like what's out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have like so six outfits.
I mean, you also live in a tiny house, so like you can't have right, like a plethora of clothing. It is entirely justifiable. But yeah, you know, and sewing is that creative outlet where like you start with nothing and you're guaranteed to end with something. Where you whether you can wear the something, you know, right. Sometimes it's you don't always get it, but you know, you end with that something, and I love that. It's so helpful with everything, you know, that we deal with as moms.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you started blogging, was it hard to find your content zone? Like, or were you already sure of what you wanted to cover?
I was already sure of what I wanted to cover. I do struggle every year to make sure that I'm offering out information that's relevant as well as within like my area. But I specifically wanted to make sure that I represented a community of Black women that I did not see. Right. Because let's be real here, like the amount of like like we are naturally crunchy, right? Because we didn't have a choice because this is what we had to work with, right?
Yeah.
This is native for us to use Mother Earth and to take what she's given to us and use that to heal ourselves and to heal our children and to heal our communities. But unfortunately, that's not what's really reflected in mainstream blogging. And, you know, more importantly, like I didn't see myself in blogs out there.
Right.
And I knew it wasn't just me. Like I was coming up with all of these, you know, essential oils to rub on the bottoms of their feet to break congestion. And they were like, oh my God, I never heard of this. And I'm like, why? Why haven't you heard of it?
Listen, I have tried, and I mean like emphasis on tried, blogging so many times. And I thought I had some shit to say like in text form, but like I found it so hard to be consistent, and I'm more of a gum flapper anyway, but like I literally, that's all it was. I was writing for a local blogging company in my hometown, and like I only was interested because I'm like, there's nobody out there like me that I see represented until I found you, you know, doing it very well. You know?
Look at it's that, hard. Looking for me.
Yes, the whole time.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
What's the most challenging part about being a content creator? Because it's just struggly all around for me. So like, what's hard for you, and like, what's your easiest zone?
So I think the hard, like, and honestly, the hard parts change. Like, before my children became like really active and needy for attention, like it was easier. But with now, at some point in time, it was being able to make time to create the content. And because I was so stressed out with homeschooling, so stressed out with the kids, so stressed out with moving, so stressed out with everything, it was hard to create because I'm an emotional creator. You know, like I'm not a stress eater. I'm a stress starver. And I starve myself from everything, including the creative ideas. Yeah. So whenever I am stressed or anxious, like that becomes that hard part, you know, being able to work through it, as well as balancing the organic content with sponsored content, because this is what I use to pay my bills. This is what I use to fund my family.
Absolutely.
So it becomes that tricky thing when you have like all my content calendar. Now I've got like back to back sponsored posts, but it's like, how do I also fill my content calendar with organic things that I think will be helpful?
Sure.
Something I also struggle with is like, as we face current events, like, is what I have to say relevant? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, something that's really hard for me to deal with, you know, of course, is these babies and these concentration camps. Like, Oof. How am I supposed to be talking about starting a new garden when these babies and these moms who are out here breastfeeding their babies or having these babies on concrete floors, you know, how is it that like I can comfortably promote and create this content when honestly that's where my heart is?
Absolutely, because you have to be, I mean, you do maintain like such an authentic grace when presenting content. And even it, when facing difficult subjects like that, you still acknowledge it. You still address it.
I try to. I would hate, there was a point in time where like when the fires happened at the church, remember when they burnt the church down, the white, I don't even remember what his name was because I refused to say it forever. And I was like, I don't know if it's really my place to say something as a, like, I'm like an eco-friendly family lifestyle blogger.
Right.
Like, is it my place to speak on current events?
But yeah.
Then you have that reality of, no, you're building a platform, you're building a community, you have a voice, you have influence, you should use it. You know, you should use it for positivity. You should use it to promote, you know, these ideas and standing up for other people where they can't use their voice because, you know, those children that are in the concentration camps, their voices aren't being heard. You know, no one cares about them that's there. You know, I read this article about this 2-year-old who was taken from his parents. And this is so heartbreaking because he had no family, no way to tell them who his mom is. So the guard just stuck him into a room with that was occupied by 14 girls. And they passed this baby around, taking care of him and rocking him because he didn't want to be put down. And that's a lot for those teens to have to handle. But that poor baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, his voice is not being heard. You know, these young teens aren't being heard. So if you have influence and you have a voice, it needs to be used for, you know, the people who don't have voices.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Have you noticed that the more active you are on social media and voicing your opinion, do the internet trolls come around or are people pretty cool on it?
Honestly, not really. I don't really have too much trolling. And I feel like the older I get, the less Fs I give about trolls because I'm like, hey, listen, let me be clear about something. Like, you can and will, you know, have your entire behind handed to you because I will perform verbal karate with no issues. You know,
right.
Because what I've learned is that, because of course, one of the things that would hang me up before is like, will brands want to work with me? You know, if I share my opinion on this, but my thing is brands will want to work with me because I've spoken up on this and because it represents their values. And if that's a hang up for a brand, then that's not something that I want my brand to represent.
Absolutely. If you go full out for somebody else, you'll go full out for them too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
So how do you handle your schedule? Like, do you experience burnout? Do you work 7 days a week?
So about that. It's definitely like getting in where I fit in. You know what I mean? Because during my daytime hours, I do want to make sure that my kids feel my presence and they aren't just like, oh, mommy always works or mommy's always on the computer or mommy's always on her phone or mommy's always, you know, doing this. So I've been working on not working in the middle of the day as they've been home for the summer. But that also means that, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm up, you know, midnight, right. I'm up. So it's been a little stressful on you, girl. But on tomorrow, everybody will be in school, except of course for the baby. He's only going to like 2 full days of care because he's my baby and I'm still going to force him to love me and snuggle me, even though he'd be like, I'm ready to go too. Like, cut it out, mom. Let me go.
So now that they're going back to school, what's a day in the life going to be like for you?
So I worked on a sample block schedule because I believe in block scheduling only really because like I am a very cyclical person. Like I can work in 20 minutes, like my attention span is hella short. So I'm like, I get, you know, a solid 20 minutes in, take a break, 20 minutes doing this. So the kids will be in school until I have until 2:30 p.m. to essentially knock out everything that I need to do. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, BC is in school until 4 p.m. Which is great. And then he naps. He actually naps typically from about 11 to like 1 or 2.
Love that.
I know. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, my mornings are spent with him walking around and playing and doing lots of sensory play and stuff like that. He's very into learning. He's very like, you know, he's like, teach me too. So we're going to get started on letters and colors and things like that so that he's, you know, engaged as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I will likely still be up at 6 a.m. I told you I'm doing this. I'm doing this 30-day challenge for myself of running every day. Yes. And I was talking to my husband. I was like, I have to get up and do this or it will not get done.
Sure.
So that's the plan, is to get up at 6, just do a quick 20-minute workout, have some time to get the kids ready. Once everyone is out the house, using that time to have some quality work time and breaking up work with making sure that, you know, things around the house are done, running errands, that sort of thing.
That's a good start to a day, you know, getting outside, fresh air, get everything moving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I love being outside, even though it's like Hades out there. I mean, like you walk outside and it's like, whoosh, it's like, oh, snap. There he goes in his red Corvette. But yeah, we got to, because, you know, climate change, hello. But, you know, we've got to do what we have to do, you know?
Absolutely. Has your husband ever thought about starting like Crunchy Dad outlet for dudes to connect?
He has not. So my husband, it's so funny. So we're so opposite, but so mine much of like all at the same time. But he was not really crunchy until like we were like married, in fact.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
But he's very much so like, okay, whatever you say, I'll do. But now he's finally, like, if he goes to the store and he, like, buys something, he makes sure that it's organic. He makes sure that it's, like,
his job. Bring the labels.
Right. So, like, he knows, like, he went to the store today and he got some, because he made tacos for dinner tonight. And he made sure that he got, like, some grass-fed beef and, like, you know what I mean? Like, and, like, great job, babe.
Good job.
And he's actually come with me to, you know, which I wish you would come to Atlanta for this year, but for ShiftCon, which is a, it's a conference that is for, you know, the crunchy people, essentially.
Yes.
He came with me. In fact, that's where we got pregnant with BC.
Oopsie doodles.
Right. You know, you get around all, you know, the organic and delicious foods and stuff like that. My goodness.
I feel like it's right? Well.
So, you know, that got us together. And he's subscribed now. We met the Gangster Gardener.
Who oh, my gosh, Ron Finley.
Ron Finley. Oh,
oh
my God, I love him.
LA.
I do know that. He's like my best friend in my head. And like, we still talk occasionally
on Twitter because he's just 2 weeks from now.
Hmm?
He has an event in like 2 weeks that I'm going to.
Oh, are you telling you know me? Just be like, hey, I know Aronica, the crunchy mommy.
Absolutely.
I love what he did. Amazing, amazing work.
I can't, like, seriously, I think he's been mentioned in like every podcast episode. By my co-host, honestly.
Yeah, he's he had like an interview on NPR that my husband caught right before he spoke at ShiftCon. And so that's what really caused my husband to kind of like buy into the lifestyle, because it was like a thing of, you know, on Monday he heard him speak and then, you know, on Thursday he's seeing him in real life.
Right. That's so cool. His TED Talk is dope too. That's so cool. You know, it's cool to have somebody like for your husband is a relatable source. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's a black man. He knows what he's saying. He's located. And so, like, the delivery package was there for him to receive the information.
Right. That's really what it was.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah. And then also, so my husband, he doesn't curse, but I curse like a sailor. Same. So he was like upstairs, he was like up there cursing. And I was like, yes, oh my gosh, you're speaking my language. I was like, come on, Ryan. You're the bomb.com.
Oh,
like, I'm buying this here Kool-Aid. You're selling.
Yes, man. Drink it.
Yeah. So.
What stuff, what do you have, like, forecast on your vision board? What are you working on?
Girl, I'm just trying to get myself back. You know, I feel like, I don't ever feel like I lose myself in motherhood. Yeah. I do feel like I stop prioritizing myself. And that's something that I have done for, you know, a couple of years. I find that it's really just kind of hard for me to do that when I have these really dope people that I created and I think that they're really awesome and I want them to succeed in life so badly that I just put everyone before myself. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what that looks like for me, you know, how that manifests itself. That's something that is up on my vision board. Looking around to look at my vision board right now. Making sure that I am eating healthy. Mm-hmm. I have a tendency to, like I said, be an emotional starburst. So that just means that, like, I don't eat all the time. And that's not healthy for my body at all. There is someone doing yoga. You know how we feel about yoga. So trying to get a quality, both yoga and running practice in there. And just being happier. Like, being happier in general. I tend to, like, I'm an empath. Like, everything that happens in the world, like, I feel it in my spirit.
Everything,
I feel it in my heart.
It's so hard, Veronica. Like, it fucks with my ability just to get shit done. You know?
It does.
And just to do. I feel
It's like you go into that catatonic place and you're like, I just don't want to move. Like, I need to just sit here in my feelings for, like, 5 more hours or weeks. I can't tell you which it's going to be. It's really hard. And I can't sit in that because I believe that I'm a change maker. You know, I believe that, you know, it might just be social media for some people, but it enables me to use my voice. It enables me to connect with other people. It enables me to do so much, you know, that I wouldn't normally be able to do. So, you know, I have to move. I can't just sit on things.
I love it. It's fantastic. And you are influencing so many people. So many people. It's awesome.
Thank you. I really try hard. I really, you know, anytime someone comes in contact with me, my goal is always for them to be more enlightened or happier or, you know, just feeling better than how they felt before we hung out or talked or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I get that. So I think it'd be fun. I have a new game I introduced on my podcast. It's called This or That. So the subject changes per episode and the rules are easy peasy. Like, I'll give you a choice between two things and you just have to pick which one is your jam. Okay. And we're just going to do it like speed style. So as fast as you can answer. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
And so your category is lifestyle because you're a lifestyle blogger.
Okay.
Listen, the last one I did was 90s R&B.
Oh my god, that is my like my life. Okay, I'm ready.
Next time. All right, here we go. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Red lipstick or nude lipstick?
Red.
Book or movie?
Book.
Beach or nature trail?
Oh Jesus. Beach.
Was that a question?
Right. It was confirmation beach.
Wine or beer?
Wine.
Jumper or maxi dress?
Jumper.
These five, coffee man. Shots. Oh man, I love me a jumper. Oh man, you make some good jumpers too.
Girl, okay, wait till coffee you see shot. This one I just made.
I can't wait. I love your stuff. Okay.
Thank you.
Coffee shop or library?
Library.
Date night in? Date night out. I mean, right? A library with a coffee shop, right?
Right. Out.
Okay. Cats or dogs?
dogs.
Sunrise or sunset?
Set.
Nice. That's it. That was the last one.
Okay. Whew, man. This is getting like intense. I was like, oh, did I pass?
There's no wrong answer.
Did I do it right?
Listen, I would love to have you back in the future so we can dig into some deeper topics because
girl, yeah, let's do it.
We could cover.
There are.
Before we wrap up, will you tell our listeners how they can connect with you on social media and where they can read your blog?
Yeah, of course. So for those who are about the business, I have aronicacole.me where you can get business tips, tricks, and how to successfully glow up in today's business world. You can also follow me on thecrunchymommy.com for those who are moms or women or who are just like, I'm interested in hearing what she has to say about these things. I am the Crunchy Mommy on Instagram, the Crunchy Mommy One on Facebook, Crunchy Mommy and Crunchy underscore Mommy at Pinterest, the Crunchy Mommy on YouTube, the Crunchy Mommy on Snapchat, the Crunchy Mommy on Twitter.
Yes.
Right. Everything. And then if you're like, oh my God, I want to see the things that you make, it's the needle and the bell with an E.com. And that was like a play on Southern Bell. And then I'm also Needle and the Bell on Instagram, the Needle and the Bell on Facebook. And I don't actually use Twitter for it, but I still have the Needle and the Bell on at Twitter as well.
See, I try to tell the people you're everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere oxygen is. That's where I am.
Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I mean, this has been like long overdue. My best friend in my head.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right.
Bye, friend.
Goodbye.
Listeners, if you want to chat about today's episode, please visit my social media at Siri Larice on Instagram or Facebook and leave your comments or questions on the infographic posted for the corresponding episode. You can also visit my website, www.sirilarice.com, and click the contact page and do the same. That wraps it up for today's episode of the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Until next time.